China takes control of paralyzed UN Security Council, declaring pro-Hamas ceasefire a top priority. By Francis Martel on November 3, 2023. Communist China assumed the rotating presidency of the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday, declaring the adoption of a resolution pressuring Israel to accept a ceasefire against the genocidal terrorist organization Hamas a top priority. Israel declared war on Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, in the aftermath of one of the deadliest terrorist attacks on the Israeli population in history. On October 7, Hamas terrorists invaded the nation of Israel and went on a killing spree, opening fire on a music festival, engaging in door-to-door killings of families in their homes, and raping, torturing, and desecrating the bodies of their victims. Israeli responders tending to killing sites reported finding burned alive, decapitated, and otherwise disfigured bodies of children as young as newborns. Hamas terrorists filmed themselves engaging in the massacre and, in some cases, relatives of the victims found out about the fate of their loved ones after Hamas terrorists stole the mobile phones of their victims and uploaded photos of their corpses to social media. Watch, Israeli medic Adias, evil demon Hamas cut arm off girl, shot families. PM guess RC equals. Data maca resize equals false data maca placeholder equals 1 alt equals data maca src equals data maca style equals background. Linear gradient rgba 0, 0, 0, 0.65, rgba 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. Israeli authorities estimate that Hamas killed over 1,200 people on October 7. Following the Al-Aqsa flood, as Hamas refers to the terrorist attack, the Chinese Communist Party has vocally supported Hamas by echoing the terrorist group's demand for a state of Palestine, blaming the United States for the violence in Israel, and using its status as a permanent member of the Security Council to block resolutions that condemn Hamas for its atrocities. The Security Council has yet to pass a single resolution or take any action in response to the Hamas attack. It has voted on 4 resolutions on the matter so far, 2 introduced by Hamas ally Russia, which failed in a vote, 1 by Brazil, which the United States vetoed for failing to uphold Israel's right to self-defense, and 1 by America, which Russia and China vetoed on the grounds that it did not call for Israel to not attack Hamas. Russia, China, America, Britain, and France are the 5 veto-holding permanent members of the Security Council. Watch. Hamas caught on phone call admitting stealing fuel from hospitals. PM guess RC equals. Data maca resize equals false data maca placeholder equals 1 alt equals data maca src equals data maca style equals background. Linear gradient rgba 0, 0, 0, 0.65, rgba 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. Brazil, led by Hamas-friendly socialist President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, held the Security Council presidency in October and handed it over to China on November 1. China's ambassador to the UN, Zhang Jun, took the opportunity to declare calls for a ceasefire, which would prevent Israel from protecting its citizens from further Hamas slaughters, from the Security Council a top priority for Beijing. It is imperative to promote a ceasefire and halt the fighting, prevent further civilian casualties, prevent a larger-scale humanitarian disaster and prevent the conflict from spilling over, Zhang told reporters, according to China's state-run Global Times propaganda newspaper. Zhang proclaimed it the Council's moral duty and legal duty to pronounce itself on the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, which it has failed to do so for nearly a month. As the rotating president of the Security Council, China will respond to the calls of the international community and work with all parties concerned to promote responsible and meaningful collective action by the Council in a timely manner, Zhang added. Watch, McCall, these threats are linked, you cannot dissect Putin from Hamas from Iran from China. PM guess RC equals. Data maca resize equals false data maca placeholder equals 1 alt equals data maca src equals data maca style equals background. Linear gradient rgba 0, 0, 0, 0.65, rgba 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. The Chinese Foreign Ministry echoed Zhang's remarks in its comments to reporters regarding its return to leading the Security Council on Thursday. The situation in Gaza is at the top of the Security Council's agenda for this month. The pressing priority is to stop the fighting, avoid more civilian casualties, avert a larger humanitarian catastrophe, and prevent further spillover of the conflict, spokesman Wang Wenbin asserted. During its rotating presidency, China will echo the call of the international community and step up coordination with relevant parties, especially Arab countries, to uphold justice, build up consensus, and galvanize timely, responsible and meaningful actions in the Security Council. Wang also claimed China would use its influence to impose a two-state solution on Israel. The Global Times conceded that getting the Council to agree on a resolution that did not prompt the veto of one of the five permanent powers was very difficult, citing party-approved Chinese experts, but blamed the United States exclusively for backing Israel's right of self-defense and not letting the Council condemn Israel for being the victim of a human rights atrocity. One such expert, Zhejiang International Studies University professor Ma Shaolin, claimed that, contrary to supporting Israel through the attack, the Security Council should impose clear restrictions to prevent Israel from abusing its right of self-defense. Watch, Dem Rep. Goldman, Israel blaming is absolving Hamas of its duty to Palestinians to free hostages and surrender. PNGSRC equals. Data MACA resize equals false data MACA placeholder equals 1 alt equals data MACA SRC equals data MACA style equals background. Linear gradient RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. Only when the U.S., a permanent member in the Security Council with veto power, changes its mind and starts to act like a responsible country can the UN Security Council conclude with a binding resolution that can effectively bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, said experts, the Chinese state outlet concluded. The Security Council has not passed a resolution on Israel since 2016, in large part due to America's veto powers aiding in stopping the Council from adopting anti-Israel statements. The UN General Assembly, the much larger and less influential body that includes all members, adopted a resolution last week demanding a humanitarian truce in Hamas's favor following the massacres. The resolution did not condemn the October 7 terrorist attacks. The General Assembly has regularly condemned Israel with no proportional response to jihadist terrorist groups in Gaza, Iran, and other Islamist-controlled areas. In 2022, over half of the General Assembly's 28 adopted resolutions were condemnations of Israel, 15 resolutions condemning Israel compared to 13 on issues pertaining to the rest of the world combined. The Security Council's most recent session pertained to the situation in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Council is expected to return to debate on Israel next week. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect a revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.